Today, we'd like to see the title of Job's answer. What are three main points of Job's answer to Eliphaz's advice in chapter 6 of the book of Job? Question 1. The three points. The question is, what are three main points of Job's answer to Eliphaz's advice in this context? The book of Job was written in 2000 before Christ. The book of Job is the oldest book of the Bible. The second oldest book is the book of Genesis, 1446 before Christ. Before that, the book of Job was written, the oldest. The book of Job was written in the form of a dramatic poem, like a poem, sung like a poetry. That kind of style, the book of Job was written. The book of Job is about the story of the great man of Uz, Job. The question is maintained, what are upright men suffer if God is a God of love and mercy? So I listened to my missionary. She lives in Orange County, but she called me last week. Her house was foreclosed without knowledge of her. That kind of suffering. Also, I heard from one church member, she passed away because of so much suffering before her death. That kind of suffering, how come God is so loved the world, but we are suffering a lot of illness, you know, knee pain or arthritis, some people cancer, you know, how come God is love and merciful, why does the Christians, the believers, suffer? That's the main question. This book teaches us we should know God has a sovereignty. Sovereignty God. Sovereignty meaning whatever God wants, God will do it. That is a sovereignty. Sovereignty like God is a potter, we are part. So, whatever potter wants to do something, he can make her, you know, pot, you know, in anything else. That is God's sovereignty. Second answer, we need God's full trust. We need a full trust of God, no matter situation. Even if we suffer severely, like Job, we still have a full trust of God. So, this the last chapter of the book of Job, we see, it was to strip away all of Job's self-righteousness and to bring him to the place of a full trust in God. So right here, four friends show up. The first friend, the eldest friend, Eliphaz, the Temanite, Eliphaz. The second friend name is Bildad, the Shuhite. The third friend is Zophar, the Naamathite. All three friends otherwise said, all suffering is due to sin. Because of Job's sin, Job suffered this problem. That is, all suffering is due to sin. But Elihu, the Buzite, the last fourth friend, he says, suffering is often the means of purifying of the upright man. Purifying process, God allows suffering. Who is Job? The Job chapter 1 verse 8, God says to Satan, the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, A right man means the Job is trying to right up to the Lord, no matter situation. God said Job is a right man. Job is, no matter circumstances, he's trying or he's standing toward God. That's called a right man. That synonym is a righteous man. One who fears God and shuns evil. So a right man is a person who fears God and avoids any evil. Who is he? Job is a right man. Then Job's possessions and his children entirely lost. So 10 children, a lot of possessions he got lost by moth, by the thunderstorm, so by God, fire. So he lost his entire possessions and children as well. But at that time, Job's faith, chapter 1, verse 21-22, Job still keeps his faith. He said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there." What does it mean? So when Job was born on the earth, he was born naked. But when he died physically, he went back into grave. Still, he returned naked. He said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away." The Lord gave entire possessions, wealth, and the children. Also, the Lord has taken away by mob, you know, by thunder, storm, something like that, take away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But the Job said, nevertheless, he is still blessed the name of the Lord. Glorify the Lord. In all this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong. But Job lost the entire possessions, entire wealth, and children. But Job still trusts in God. Job never complained against God. Then Job's suffering. Now Job's physical body suffering. First he lost his wealth and children. Now his body so severe, ill or sick. Here, so Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with painful boils. Painful illness from the sole of his foot, like the bottom of his foot, up to the crown of his hair. And he took for himself a potsherd. So he got so much itched. So he took for himself a potsherd with which to scrape himself while he sat in the midst of the ashes. So Job suffered illness severely, so much itchable. So he used the posture in order to scratch his body. Then his wife cursed him, but still Job keeps his faith. Job chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Then his wife said to him, to Job, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity?" Which meaning, do you still keep on your face, faithfully to the Lord? Curse God and die. So Job's wife said to Job, "Curse God and die, because you lost your entire position, our children. Now your body is so horrible, ill kind of sick kind." But he said to his wife, "You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity?" in all this job did not sin with his lips. So he still keeps his faith, even if his health is likely totally lost, but he still his faith to the law. That's why God said he is an upright man. Then, unfortunately, chapter 3, verse 1, Job murmuring. Job is complaining right here. After this, Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth. Cursed his birthday. Why did I not die at birth? Why did I not perish when I came from the womb? Basically, he said the death is better than the present life. He said, why did I not die at birth? Why did I not perish when I came from womb? Then his three friends visited on Job. So 7 days and seven nights, his friends kept silently while they were seeing Job's health condition, because it's so horrible. So that's why his children never said anything. How long? For 7 days. Then the eldest friend, Eliphaz's advice, chapter 4, verse 7, remember now, whoever perished being innocent, or where were the upright ever cut off? Eliphaz gave a rhetorical question. The rhetorical question means, your present painfulness come from your sin. We don't know, you know, what is your sin. You have your hidden sin. Because of your sin, you suffer. You know, you lost your possessions. Also, you lost your children. Also, you lost your health. That's called prosperity gospel. Prosperity, that's a theological term. Prosperity gospel means all Christians will receive a blessing from God. Because God is so good. If you have a certain adversity, or your loss over your possession, your loss over your house, your loss over your children, that kind of something come from your sin. Even if you do not recognize your sin. So that is called prosperity gospel. But God said, chapter 42, verse 7, and so it was after the Lord had spoken these words to Job, that the Lord said to Eliphaz, the Temanite. Eliphaz basically said, Job's present suffering come from your sin. But my wrath, God said to Eliphaz, my anger is aroused against you and your two friends. Because the other two friends give the same advice, to Job's present suffering, present loss of your possession, your children, and your present illness come from your sin. But God said, for you have not spoken of me what is right. God clearly said, because Eliphaz's advice is wrong. Because you have not spoken of God. What is right? Not right. Which means wrong. Wrong advice. As my servant Job has. As my servant Job has the suffering. The entire his possession loss. And his children. And his health. So then today we are looking for chapter 6. Basically Job's answer to Eliphaz's advisor. Right here, the verse 1, Job answered and said, Job responded to his friend Eliphaz's advisor. Eliphaz's advisor maintained, your present suffering comes from your sin. Therefore, you should repent your sin to the Lord. Then you should seek forgiveness. that kind of advisor. So on that my grief was fully weighed and my calamity laid within on the scales. Basically, this is kind of a poetry kind of a book. So the Job talks about the weight scale balance. If we are waiting between my grief from his loss of possession and children and present severe illness, my grief is heavier than other thing. For then, it would be heavier than the sand of the sea. Compared to right-hand side, the sand of the sea, the other hand side, my calamity, my grief, my sorrow. He said, my sorrow is heavier than the sand of the sea. So, very sorrowful, extremely horrible, painful. Therefore, my words have been rushed, or my words have been swallowed up. I cannot express my words. I cannot, you know, explain my grief, my sorrow at all, because my grief is heavier than the sand of the sea. For the arrows of the Almighty are within me, my spirit drinks in their poison. That time, historical record, Sidonians used in warfare the arrow with the poison. So poison arrows in their warfare was used by Sidonians on the historical record. So this one basically talking about the arrows of the Almighty, Almighty God. The arrows of God are within me. So within me, God allowed something. God allowed Satan to do something. So God allowed the arrows within me. My spirit drinks in their poison. So his feeling is so horrible. The terrors of God are arrayed against me. So basically, God allowed that kind of the loss of entire possession and children and Job's present severe illness, severe suffering. God allowed that. Does the wild donkey bray when it has grace? Bray means donkey cries for food when it has grass. But if there is grass, the donkey is not crying for food. Because Job suffers right now severely. That's why Job cried. Job cried. Or does the ox roll over its father? If ox has a father or a lot of grass, also the ox really focus on low to it the father, like that. This is means he's crying. Job is crying. Why? Because of his extreme grief, heavier than the sand of the sea. Can flavorless food be eaten without salt? Or is there any taste in the white of an egg? You see egg, so we are, when we eat the egg, we use the salt for savory purpose. So this one is, verse 6 basically talks about Eliphaz. His friend's advice is tasteless, or is worthless to me, because your advice not applicable to me. I know my present suffering, my possession. I couldn't find out my sin at all, you know, in my heart. I know, you know, why, you know, this kind of severe severe miserable happening occurred. He doesn't understand. So, can flavorless food or tasteless food be eaten without salt? or is there any taste in the white of the egg? Which means his friend Eliphaz's advice is worthless to me, useless, not applicable to me. My soul refuses to touch them. My soul, my understanding, my mental condition cannot, you know, your advice cannot touch me, touch my understanding, my soul. Touch them. Them is the Eliphaz's advices. They are as loathsome food to me. So loathsome meaning, you know, hateful food to me. So basically, Eliphaz's advice is not tasteful, is loathsome to me, the worthless. So verse 7, we understand. Then verse 8 says, oh, that I might have my request, that God would... Because this one, Job, has a certain request to God. So what is that? His request. That God would grant me the thing that I long for. Because I want a supplication, strong petition to God. My request that I long for. What is that? That it would please God to crush me, to kill me, to crush me. That he would lose his hand and cut me off. Basically, Job asking God to kill me, to make me die, because the present suffering is so severe. We can see, you know, this kind of situation for other the Bible characters. Present suffering is so horrible, so they asked God to make us die, because the death give freedom from present illness, that kind of stuff. Elijah, he prayed that kind of prayer to Elijah is the prophet. He was a very powerful the prophet. Elijah chapter 1, the first Kings chapter 19, verses 1 through 18, basically. Elijah worked God's work, many things. Elijah killed many Baal the priest. Then Jezebel, the Israelite king, Ahab's wife. Ahab, the Israelite king, told Jezebel all that Elijah had done. Elijah killed many idol-worshipping priests, idol-worshippers, done. Also, how he had executed all the prophets with the sword. All the prophets means all the false prophets. Then Jezebel, Ahab's wife, sent a messenger to Elijah saying, so let the gods do to me and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. Basically, Jezebel, you shall be killed, ejected like you execute all the false prophets with the sword by tomorrow. Then, when he saw that, he arose, ran for his life, because he doesn't want to die. He ran for his life and went to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah. So he ran away from north, Israel located north, the far south, Beersheba, belonged to Judah. Judah is a southern kingdom. Judah and Leopard, he's a servant there. So he ran away for his life to south, far south side of Beersheba. But he himself went a day's journey in the wilderness, and came and sat down under a broom tree. And he prayed that he might die. He prayed to God, I want to die. Lord, make me die. Because it was so fearful, and said, it is enough now, Lord. Take my life. for I am no better than my fathers. So Elijah also asked God, take my life. I don't want to live here longer. Because the presence, the fearfulness of death so severe. So that's why he feels better death than life. Then, as he lay and slept under a broom tree, suddenly an angel is a servant of God, angel touched him and said to him, arise and eat. Then he looked, and there by his head was a cake baked on coals and a jar of water. So he took a cake and water, he ate and drank, and laid down again. And the angel of the Lord came back the second time, and touched him, and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you. So he arose and ate and drank, and he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights, as far as Horeb, the mountain of God. Then he got strengthened. So Elijah also asked God to take my life, to ask God for his death. Why? Because his present fearness of death is so severe. That's why he asks God. Also, Jonah asked God, take my life. But Jonah is the prophet too. Because God asked Jonah to go to preach Nineveh. Nineveh is the capital city of Assyria. That is the enemy country against Israel. Nineveh. So God asked Jonah, you will go Nineveh, the capital city of Assyria, deliver gospel to them. Then the Lord God prepared a plan, made it come up over Jonah, that it might be shade for his head to deliver him from his misery, because he didn't go to Nineveh. He did not obey God, so he stayed some area for a while. There, so Jonah was very grateful for the plant. As morning dawned the next day, God prepared a worm. And it so damaged the plant that it withered. And it happened when the sun arose that God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat on Jonah's head. Basically, God prepared a huge plant, so Jonah enjoyed the shadow over sun. Yeah, sun shadow. But God prepared a worm. So worm ate up the plant. So he has no shadow, under sun. So that's why on Jonah head, so that he grew faint, because the sun fainted him. Then he wished death for himself. He asked God also death, and said, it is better for me to die than to live. Then God said to Jonah, is it right for you to be angry about the plant rather than to deliver gospel to a Nineveh people? So that kind of situation. Also, the disciple Paul also, the 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 through 9. Disciple Paul also, he lost his desire to live because of his physical suffering so severe. That's why here they said, for we do not want to be ignorant, because the Corinthians church member, you should know our suffering. Brethren, over our trouble which came to us in Asia, yet we were burdened beyond measure. Unaccountable suffering, unaccountable burdening, above strength, so that we disappeared even of life. We lost the desire to live a life, disappeared even of life. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves. We feel like death, so miserable. Because in the Bible, we see, beside Paul, so many are suffering. He got hungry, he got stoned by Jewish people, also Gentile people. His possessions were stolen. Also, he got stoned, he got slashed 39 times or something like that. Sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raised the dead. Disciple Paul gave a clear answer. Why believers suffered so severely sometimes? Because the believers had no sin at all. Why? That answer, God wants us to trust God 100% right here. In God, trust in not, we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who wages the debt. So also James chapter 1 verses 2-34, God gives suffering or trial to Christians, to believers. Why? My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials or various hardships, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. God wants to have perfect faith, lacking nothing. That's why God gives various trials to you. Also, Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, we know that all things work together for good. All things, including suffering, including loss of a possession, loss of children, good. To those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. That's why God gave this suffering. So Job has a severe suffering. Job asked God to kill me, to make me die. So asked Job to God right here, crush me, cut me off. Then I would still have comfort. Yeah, upon my death, I would get comfort because he wouldn't feel painless because of her illness. Though in anguish, I would exult. He will not spare, for I have not concealed the words of the Holy One. What strength do I have? Right now, he has no strength at all. That I should hope. I have no hope. And what is my end? That I should prolong my life. I have no reason to live a longer life because of his health condition is so severe. Is my strength the strength of a stone? My strength is not like a stone. Is my flesh bronze? Not like a bronze metal. My flesh not like a bronze. Already many soldiers, itchable like that. Is my help not within me? Within me, there is no help, helpless. Is success driven for me? I can't see any success, any recovery from the present illness, like a cancer, the terminal, the severe cancer kind of stuff. Is success driven from me? To him who is afflicted, this one is implying Job himself. Job is right now is afflicted. To him who is afflicted, kindness should, S-H-O-U-L-D suggests, kindness should be shown by his friend. This one, Job basically responded to his friend Eliphaz, say, your advice is very harshful. Your advice is tasteless. Loathsome is worthless because you do not understand my feeling, my situation. You are lost the empathy, understanding. So to him who plagues, you should bring kindness to me. To him who is afflicted, to John, kindness should be shown by his friend, by Elizabeth. This meaning, kindness should be shown by Elizabeth, Job's friend, to Job, who is afflicted. Even though he, Job, forsakes the fear of the Almighty, even though Job forsakes the fear of the Almighty, why? He asked God, kill me, crush me, cut me. He looks like he lost the fear, the holy fear of the Almighty. My brothers have dealt deceitfully or dishonestly like a brook, like the streams of the brooks that pass away. So in winter, the brook, the water passes, but in spring, dry out soon. Which are dark because of the ice. Ice is winter season. Winter season, the olive water in the brook, it's dark because of the ice. But into which the snow vanishes when it is warm. In spring season, the brook's water vanishes, disappears. They cease to flow because no more water is there. So that's why they cease to flow when it is hot. They vanish from their place. It is hot. In summer season, the water vanishes. The paths of their way turn aside. They go nowhere and perish. This one kind of Elizabeth's advice looks like this warrior. You are otherwise like water, dishonestly. You are otherwise not applicable to me. The caravans of Tema, or a trailer, or a wagon of Tema, look, the travelers of Sheba hope for them. Certain, you know, people initially had hope, but they are disappointed because they were confident. They come there and are confused. So they got in a confused. For now, you are nothing. You see terror and are afraid. So you are nothing. So terror. Oh, a little poor. Okay, today we are time, you know, a little past. So we want to see quickly the question answer. So today, his friend Elizabeth's advice, the Job's answer, main 3 points. Question, the number one, verse 14. To him who is afflicted, kindness should be shown by his friend, even though he forsakes the fear of the Almighty. The first of all, Job asks to Elizabeth's advice. Empathy advice is needed to ill people, to kindness need empathy advice, because his friends lack empathy advice. Number 2, verse 24, teach me when and I will hold my tongue, cause me to understand wherein I have erred. Teach me wherein I have erred. Advise to resolve my problem, my error. So basically, wonderful advice, useful advice given me. The last point, verse 26. Wind advice. Your advice does not give any resolution of my actual problem or a hope. But it is a mere result-oriented opinion without resolution. It is like a wind. So, verse 26, do you intend to rebuke my words and the speeches of a desperate one which are as a wind? So, basically, Job's answer to Elizabeth's advisor, the 3 point, number one, lack of kindness to Job. Number 2, he needs advice to resolve my error. The last one is His advice does not give any resolution. It is like a wind.
Okay.
So three pointers we can see. Okay, let's pray and all together with the Lord's Prayer so we conclude our the Bible study. Okay. Oh Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. May God bless you. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. May God bless you. Yeah.